So we're here once again with a familiar voice to our Vatican Radio listeners. It's, of course, Father Gino Silva, who is an official at the Pontifical Council for the New Evangelization. And we're speaking to you because we really have come to the heart of the Year of Faith, which, of course, when it was mandated, your council was given a very special role to play in this Year of Faith. This week, we see the first of two big appointments that are going to take place here at the Vatican over the next month or so, and that is, of course, the gathering of the movements and the ecclesial communities around the Holy Father. It's a very important appointment, 2 days, but can you tell our listeners a little bit more about it, starting with what was the idea behind this appointment?
Well, thanks, Emma. Well, we've just finished two very large events already. We had the celebration of confirmation and the confraternities 2 weekends ago. And so now we enter into Pentecost weekend, the celebration of the Holy Spirit. And it's a perfect opportunity to bring together all the different movements from around the world, groups that are inspired and impelled for the new evangelization by the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so there are going to be tens of thousands of people here for the weekend. And what's so beautiful is, again, the Year of Faith is placing Jesus Christ at the very center of the new evangelization. And again, in a very real way, that the Year of Faith is announcing and impelling the mission of the new evangelization. And we see the mission taking place and given life through so many of these different movements, through their particular ministries and outreaches. They're proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. So they're gathering here this weekend, and we have an absolutely beautiful program for them. They will begin on Saturday morning with particular pilgrimages to the tomb of the Apostle Peter in different languages and in groups of only 50. So we're going to be, from 7 o'clock in the morning on, we're going to be running these groups. And when people finally get to the tomb of Peter in their own language, they're going to profess the creed. Again, part of the dream of this Year of Faith is that the creed become once again the daily prayer for the life of the Christian.
You also sing that in the catechesis.
Exactly. So it's just so very important. And then what's going to take place in the afternoon, there is going to be a gathering in St. Peter's Square. And there'll be a time of testimonies and reflections in the afternoon of all the different members of the movements. And the Holy Father will meet with the movements at the end of that gathering. So everybody's very excited. And what's beautiful, too, is as people are gathering in St. Peter's Square, there's going to be broadcast images of the former Holy Fathers with the different meetings with the movement. So going to show the history of this, what's taking place. So it's going to be a nice tie-in with the history of what's taking place. And then again, the high point of the week and the culmination will be Mass on Sunday morning with Pope Francis and all the movements. So it's going to be a beautiful.
If I can just ask you a question, you're speaking of movements, but not everybody in the church is familiar with what you mean when you say the word movements. Can you just give our listeners an idea of what or who these movements are?
Movements are particular groupings of people that are gathered around a particular mission or a particular charism. So there'll be a movement that is outreaching to young people. There's charismatic movements. There's all different movements. And these movements were formed largely after the Second Vatican Council and, again, have a particular charism and a particular mission.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Again, people can go to nsvday.va to register.